Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host, as always. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. And so E3 for EFG is done. We called it a wrap yesterday. I am on the way back into the actual office, and so as a result, we got a regular EFG daily commute today. How crazy is that? So, but I'm still going to talk about E3 stuff, because so much stuff happened that I think E3 and fallout from E3 will probably be a lot of episodes. So let's just get started. I want to talk about Project Scarlet. So that is the next Xbox, and we know that it's coming in holiday 2020, and we know it's going to launch with Halo Infinite. That's really all we know. We know it's going to be powerful, it's going to have a solid-state hard drive. If you go to EngageFamilyGaming.com, which I encourage all of you to do, because we actually have a ton of articles with interesting game announcements, trailers. We wrote a piece about some of the tech specs that they told us about the Xbox Project Scarlet and what that kind of means. So if you're kind of a casual game fan and don't know the tech mumbo-jumbo, you can go in and see kind of what they're getting at for the next generation. But there were a couple pieces of information that kind of filtered out in interviews and also in some articles and during the press conference. There were some kind of subtle comments from Phil Spencer that I wanted to talk about that I think actually really make a very big difference for the Xbox and the future of Xbox, etc. So, first, they obviously held their press conference. It was about an hour and a half long. That was on Sunday. But on Monday, they just posted another Xbox video, more or less, where they provided more information. And they gave a little bit of follow-up, more information about Gears 5. But one of the things they talked about is they released what they described as the final Xbox One backwards compatibility games coming for original Xbox or Xbox 360. Now, they were mostly Splinter Cell games, a lot of Tom Clancy stuff. Not a lot of stuff that we, as an audience, need to pay attention to. However, the second piece of that announcement was important as well. And that is that the team, because they've had a team internally working on doing this backwards compatibility project, because it's not simple. They are going to continue their work, but rather than focusing on making these things backwards compatible on Xbox One, they will actually be working directly with trying to get everything working on Project Scarlet. Now, my guess is that they're going to be taking a year to try and make as many of these games backwards compatible or compatible with the Project Scarlet as possible, because that big list will make a very big splash, and they want to have as many games working on Project Scarlet as possible. If you think about it, if they can take all the games that are in the Xbox backwards compatibility program, which at this point I know is a couple hundred, maybe even more, that's your launch library to go along with all the new games for Xbox Scarlet. I know that sounds crazy, but some of these games were given Xbox One X updates. Like, they were given significant graphical updates. So as part of this backwards compatible process. So I think this is going to be a really interesting time to see, like, how big is that team? How much work can they do? I think it's going to add a lot of value on day one to the Xbox Scarlet or Project Scarlet or whatever they're going to call it. I think it is. I think this is going to be that by itself will add a lot of value. And it also means we're going to they're going to bring these backwards compatible moving forward. And so that means they're going to follow through on the promise that Phil Spencer made, that moving forward, Xbox is Xbox. If you buy an Xbox game, you'll be able to use it forever. And I think that that runs counter to what we've been doing for the last handful of generations. But I think that is a really smart move. And honestly, I think Sony would be following step if they hadn't made it so difficult for themselves with the cell processors that were used to build the PS3. So that's the first announcement they made. Backwards compatibility, they're not going to have any more announcements between now and next year. But that's okay. The team is still working. They're not disbanding it. They're just going to try and bring everything over to Xbox Scarlett, which obviously they know what they need to do because they're part of Microsoft. They're helping make the system. The second one, and this is a short and sweet announcement, but I think it makes a very big deal. All of the accessories and controllers, etc., that work with the Xbox One will work with Xbox Scarlett. This is a really big deal because they announced a new control, an Xbox Elite controller. That's $180. And a lot of people were like, well, why would I buy that if I'm going to have to just buy it again for Xbox Scarlett? Not something you need to worry about. It's also good for us as parents, right? We have all spent money on wired and wireless Xbox One controllers. Now we don't have to panic. We know Project Scarlett is going to accept all these controllers. Now, that doesn't mean that it won't have a new fancy schmancy controller, right? Doesn't mean that they're not going to make something new. But the fact that we can use ours, even if they're second-hand citizens, you know, or second-class citizens, rather, as long as they work, there will be a use case for them. So that's really cool. And I think that that's not something I expected. We'll see what Sony does. PS3 controllers didn't work with PS4. We'll see what Sony does. But, you know, at the very least, Microsoft is making it so we don't have to bin all of our controllers when we get a new console. And the last announcement, and I think this is probably an even bigger deal. So, since Xbox is a Xbox games are Xbox games, when they make a game, Halo Infinite, to be a launch title for Xbox Scarlett, they internally, and I would guess other companies as well, will be making that game, and it will be playable on the previous Xbox as well. So if you have an Xbox One X, you're probably going to be able to play, maybe it'll be a little bit downgraded, but you'll be able to play the Xbox Scarlett launch titles. Which is pretty neat. This really means that what we're buying, that Xbox is really removing generations. It used to be, you had your PS3, they launched the PS4 with a bunch of games, you wanted to play those PS4 games, you had to buy those, that system. Now, Xbox is just, they can just put out a new iteration whenever they would like. And people don't necessarily need to upgrade at the change of a generation. This is very similar to like iPhones, not everybody gets a brand new phone, right? So I think that's an interesting, it's an interesting change. I think that it's great. The fact that we'll be able to buy or play, with Xbox One, some of the Scarlett games, it's obviously going to be a downgraded experience, but that's okay. The fact that we'll be able to do that, that's a great value. So I'm very interested to see kind of how that develops, and I'm interested to see whether Sony follows suit. Sony has said that the PS5 or whatever the next thing is will be backwards compatible, but they didn't say that it was going to be that the PS4 would play PS5 games. But since these are just PCs now, I think that is very possible. I don't know. It's tough to say. So what do you think about these announcements? Are you in? Are you out? Does this interest you at all? I mean, there's a lot of folks that just have no interest in an Xbox. Do these things add value to the Xbox ecosystem to you? Let me know. I'd love to hear. So this has been my ride to work. I do appreciate you guys being with me and also supporting EFG through our E3 content. Again, I encourage you to go and go to the homepage, take a look at some of the articles, leave some comments, share them out on Facebook if they're of interest to you. We're going to have more, too. So maybe, throw a bookmark on that site and give it a look every couple of days, because we're going to have more content up there as time goes on. So I hope you guys have a great day. I will talk to you next week. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.